This is the Jerry Doyle Show.
If this smartphone app was around when I was in flight school down in Daytona Beach, it could have saved me and my buddies a lot of time driving around, going from place to 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 try and find that place where we wanted to find what we were looking for. What was that? Single women. But I guess much like the app, the iPhone wasn't around when I was flying with the Wright brothers either, so the application wouldn't have done much good. But how about an application which is basically a singles person's radar, a mobile dating application? Do you think something like that would take off? Well, it has, courtesy of our guest, Chris Klotz. His company, Singles Around Me, with 1 million users in over 100 countries. Mr. Klotz, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jerry. Good to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
You've been doing this internet stuff for quite a while. You kind of got started on your first internet startup back in 1996 with Planet Shopping Network.
Yeah, it's been a fun ride, Jerry. It's a totally different world. It seems like every 5 years the world changes, and you just got to jump on the next wave. And now we've moved from classic internet stuff now over to the mobile phone, and it's just so exciting how the world's completely opened up with these new devices we have.
And from shopping, you then went on a year or so later to JobShark.com, and you were seeing some trend there with regard to how people were going to be able to go out and find that job that they were looking for, or the jobbers were going to find the people that they were looking for.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that goes way back to 1997, when everybody was still sending in their resumes by paper with a postage stamp. And, we were one of the first to come out in the market with a job board. And at that time it was like, oh gosh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to send in anything electronically. I can't make it fancy. It's not very exciting for the reader. And look, today it's just normal course of action. Everybody does it. It just becomes the norm.
And you sold that company 10 years later to JobServe Limited, which is, from what I understand, Europe's largest IT job board.
Yeah, exactly. Very big board over there. Very big in the U.S. as well. To compete with people like Dice. But they're a very, very successful, very profitable internet job board, and so they've done well with the asset.
What is it that you see? Not polishing the crystal ball here, but, obviously you saw something with regard to online shopping. You saw something trending with regard to how it was going to be that people were going to interface in the job market. What is it that were like your tells or your ahas where you went, this is something I need to do?
I don't know if there's a science behind it, but it's really just, in business, you're trying to evaluate the landscape, and you're trying to evaluate where the next move can be, where the next opportunities are. And, in my experience, you don't really want to jump into those things into mature sectors because they've already established there's big players, and the cost of entry are just so huge. But to get into markets where you take a hunch and you think, hey, there's something in here, I can get in this thing early, we can really drive it hard and build it in big. And in essence, take first mover's advantage. So I just sort of look at things like that. It's not very easy, Jerry. I mean, you're still early, but there's still a lot of work to do and a lot of work to be done to get it to where it needs to go, right?
And then you wrote your dissertation on this, the internet and the competitive forces in the online commercial information industry, when you got your MBA at the University of Cambridge at the Judge Business School. So in writing the dissertation, there had to be, for the dissertation, ways that you could say, this is more than a hunch. I mean, you had to have data that would support your dissertation. And were there things in there that just kept confirming as you went along that in this technology explosion revolution that, as you said, things changing as quickly as they are, that you need to get in early and be there with the right product at the right time?
Yeah, I think what came out of that, I mean, we're going back now a long time. We're almost going back 15 years ago when I wrote that dissertation. And that was at the time when nobody even had a laptop, and people might have had a CompuServe email address, if you remember those things, 1-2-3-4-5 at CompuServe. I mean, it was pretty primitive stuff. So, but when that browser came out and you began to see, you just began to open the mind and, the opportunities that were out there for everybody to seize and to jump into, and certainly the world has, but it just shows you that, just back then, thinking about it, I suppose, maybe we were very early adopters because we were thinking about it. I was in there early. And who knows, in the next, this is the wave right now with mobile apps, but, coming up in the next 5 years, I'm sure we're going to change again. I don't know where.
I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about that, because certainly some people would like to have an idea about what's coming up. But so you come up with this Singles Around Me app.
Yeah.
And now you're married. You have three daughters.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that you were like, hey, I need to know where the hot chicks are. This was this was just something where you said, I have an idea where I would be able to connect people by using an app on a smartphone for singles that would be in the in a certain geographic location. How did that come about?
Yeah, it just, you know, running that job board, running Job Shark, so that's all about matching people with skills. So I had that skill set, or that we know the technology knowledge how to do that. Then, like all of us, we all have single friends, or if we're single, you know, we know people that are single. We know people that are always looking for somebody, and they always sort of say, "Geez, where are the single guys, or where are the single girls?" So you always, you always have that in the back of your head. And I was thinking about the dating game because it's very successful online. And then when the smartphone came out, and the GPS capabilities came out within that, it just seemed like an opportunity to like put a different spin on this whole online dating thing. And, you know, the idea kind of got galvanized actually when I was over in Scotland talking to a few friends over at a golf course, and one of the guys just said, geez, I would love to know if that girl over there, and this is just in the sort of restaurant of the golf course, was, you know, was single or not. And I had been talking about my app and GPS, and, you know, it just hit us that, it hit me at the time that if I actually could create something that actually says that, yeah, that girl is single, you know, she might be warm to your approach. And it just came out of there, really. And then I just started digging into that and thinking, oh my gosh, okay, here's the idea. How do we actually put it in practice now?
So you launched Singles Around Me. The website is singlesaroundme.com. You launched that in 2010. Did you expect that in this short period of time that you'd have over 1 million users in 100 countries?
Oh, no, never. Never. I tell you, we just launched a version of the Android last week, and that thing is exploding on the Android market, and it's really neat tools that we have in there. Jerry, I don't know. You don't know how big the market is when you get into it. You have a hunch, and you think, I'm going to get into this. I think a whole lot of people will find this a lot of fun. So you just dive in, and then, you know, the first month, 2 months, 6 months, you're getting 3 people a night or 8 people a night or right. 300, and then the numbers start ticking up, 500 and 1,000, and now we're running at something like 20,000 single people a week download this app, and
wow.
The trajectory is still moving up, so I'm pleased about it, but
is your wife pleased about it?
We have the more it's going to be exciting and useful for people.
Was your wife excited about this when you gave her this idea? Did you say to have the conversation? Is there something you need to tell me, Chris? Is there?
We're very comfortable. She's very comfortable. She's secure. You know, I don't think I could have done this with an insecure wife. Put it that way.
Singles Around Me is the app. Singlesaroundme.com is the website. Now, this is, I guess, a location-based mobile dating service. One of the things that you were very concerned about was security. That you didn't want people to be able to just be tagged that they're at this exact location and become prey to stalkers or something along that line. So you've introduced over the time that you've been developing this app ways that there were certain security filters or safety filters built into it.
Yeah, that's right, and that evolves as we got into it. We realized okay, most people don't seem to care about. You know, about hiding their location or, you know, but there are a percentage of people that say I'd rather like not show where I am or I like to hide myself. So we always had those filters, which was, you know, turn your location off or turn your location on. But just recently on the new Android app, we introduced something called, and no one's ever done this yet in our industry, and I don't think anywhere, called approximate location. And that's been a lot of fun because now you can actually say, you switch it to approximate rather than hidden. And if you go approximate, it displaces your real location by a couple of miles. So, you know, if you're worried that you want to have the app on, but you're at home, but you don't want anybody to know that you're home, you just flip it to approximate,
right.
And it just throws you a couple of miles out into a different neighborhood. So there's nothing to worry about. Or you could always just turn your location off. But that approximate And I think it's a very clever thing, and I think it's a big thing in our industry because it is going to change the game. Because people have been always sort of saying, "Oh, I don't want to show, I don't want to show where I am, or I don't want to use maps." And we use maps to plot a whole lot of people around you, which is really fun. Because if you open up the app, actually, it just throws you wherever you are, and then all of a sudden, all these pins come flying in, and you say, "Oh my God, look at all these people around me!" And if you're out in a bar, and then you say, "Who's just down the street, or who might be at the other bar?" And if people are out having fun, they got the app turned on. Then you can engage them and flirt and wink and, take it from
right.
there.
Right. So as Tom Cruise said in Top Gun, this is a target-rich environment if you have all those pins flying in.
Right.
So when you say an exact location, does it say second seat, third table, second level, Chateau nightclub, Paris, Las Vegas? Is that is that as exact as it is?
I mean, if you're using the app and you're traveling, or people are using the app all over the world, and if you're traveling anywhere, you open the app, it'll plot you basically where you are. I don't know if it comes down to the foot, but it plots you, that you're in that location. And then you can zoom the map in and out and so forth. So by having the tools, by having a proximal location, or by having to flip it off, you're great. But, this app is used everywhere, Jerry. If you travel across the country, or if you're traveling overseas and you go to London, England, my God, the people using the app at the Olympic Games this year was fantastic.
And those are just the athletes.
I think we've got a lot of gold medals at the Olympic Games.
Those were just the athletes, and I was wondering why people were just coming up, not on the medal stand. They were just like, "I'm tired. This Singles Around Me app is killing our ability to medal." Chris Klotz is with us. He's the CEO of Singles Around Me. SinglesAroundMe.com is the website. Where do we go from here? A lot of people are saying that. Brad was very excited. My producer, that he got the new iPhone 5 3 weeks ago, and then. And I heard 2 days ago leaked iPhone 5S, and he was crestfallen that he was already technologically obsolete. Things seem to be changing so fast, but in a certain way it is with the phones and with the technology and with the apps. But there are basics that seem to follow through, and it is about finding the right place to vacation or meeting up with that someone special. There are certain elements that really do continue to move through all the technology advances that just connect people on a basic level.
Yeah, you're right. And I mean, it's funny, Jerry, that I ran my first business with shopping, then I did jobs, and we all need a job. Now I'm running a dating service of some kind. We like to call it social discovery now. We don't like to use the word dating, but social discovery. And, we all need love. We all need a partner.
Social discovery. You can charge. It sounds like you can charge more for a social discovery site than a dating site, because dating is just the right.
Exactly. But behind the, as you say, technology moves through, but keeping up with the technology. So we just launched the new iPhone 5, and the BlackBerry is coming with a BlackBerry 10 in late January. And in the development side of this stuff, it is hard to keep up. We've got to create we have a whole team that creates the iPhone, a whole team that creates the BlackBerry, a whole team that does the Android, a whole team that does the website. And it's just a never ending for us. You think you throw an app out, and you think it's cheap to create an app, but it really isn't. It just keeps evolving. You got to keep chasing it. You got to come out with the next new thing.
Right. Yeah. And I keep seeing those little things pop up on my iPhone that says I need to update my apps. And I was like, oh my Lord, again? Yeah. It seems like every other day somebody wants to update the app, but that's what you guys and your team are doing. Are you guys going to be out at CES in January?
I'd like to be.
Consumer Electronics Show. We'll make sure we get by and check it out. Check it out for yourself. Singles Around Me is the app, singlesaroundme.com. 20,000 people a week are signing up, over 1 million users in 100 countries. The first and the best location-based mobile dating social discovery app that you can get. Chris, thanks very much. Continued success to you.
Pleasure. Thanks very much. Nice talking to you, Jerry.
Yes, sir. 800-449-8255. And you don't have to drive around and around and around. Second seat, third table, second level, Chateau, Paris, Las Vegas, bottle service. Meet me there. Stick with me.
This is the Jerry Doyle Show. The Jerry Doyle Show.
I was looking at this singlesaroundme.com website, so I fired up my iPhone here in the studio. There's Singles Around Me, Singles Around Me Premium, Singles Around Me Worldwide, Singles Around Me New York, Singles Around Me London, and Gay Around Me. Tap that. Now, I just downloaded it. It says, Sam Premium would like to use your current location. If I tap OK, aren't people going to know where I'm at? And then they're going to know where the secret bunker studio location is? I'm saved. Hit OK. All right, I just hit OK. They'd like to send push notifications. Sounds and icon, they can be configured in settings. I say don't allow. Whoa, look at all the little pins that came flying in here. There's tons of singles around me. That would be weird if you were, like, married and you put this on your phone and a pin came, two pins came where you are, meaning that, right? That could kind of get you, that could get you in trouble. Log in, registration, singles around you right now. I mean, like, right around my studio. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. It's like 28. Hot diggity dog. I have to check this app out. It's pretty cool.
Groovy,
baby. All right, let me hold on. I got to close this app out. We should do a radio show as long as we're here doing it, right?